Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on February 28th to Ocean's 12. Since last I spoke, you listened. We did a movie interruption of Twilight, Breaking Bad, Part 1 at CineFamily with guests Ed Helms, Jen Kirkman, and Greg Proops. And we also interrupted an awards show with guests Jonah Ray, Steve Agee, and Dax Shepard. That was so much fun. I hope it becomes an annual event. Cinefamily.org to come to all of my interruption shows for free if you become a member, or for like 10 bucks if you're not a member. The Oscars, while shorter than usual, were as boring as ever. My choices for the night's MVPs were Chris Rock, Zach Galifianakis, and Emma Stone, even though the bow on her dress made her look like a present in the driveway of a high school graduate. You got me Emma Stone? Mom, Dad, you shouldn't have. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Past and future guest Moshe Kasher wrote, Chris Brown and Rihanna announced that they are releasing a song together. I'm guessing it's the theme from Rocky. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. So last week there was some confusion about the homeless couple and their sign in the audience, and I just like to explain these little dramas once they've completely played out and make some sort of sense. Turns out that at W-E-I-E-R-D, yeah, that's his name on Twitter. It's the word weird, spelled weird. W-E-I-E-R-D. He bought the sign from the homeless couple, and then they got on a bus with his $30 as advertised and didn't see the show. They went to, you know, they were trying to get home to somewhere. But Morgan Spurlock picked Weird's, you know, sign, and then he got to pick a shithead. And so basically he paid $30 to a couple in need in order to call Whitney Houston's bathtub a shithead. America! Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Act of Valor. I haven't seen it. The number two movie is Tyler Perry's Good Deeds. Can't wait for Tyler Perry's Good Deeds go to Washington. So do a good deed and support the troops. See active valor or not. TPGD. This has been WTNT. Prize bag. Let's look in the prize bag. A lot of excitement in the prize bag. Very misleading things in the prize bag, so don't get too excited in any particular direction. I was at a benefit recently, one of those things where you show up and they give you stuff, and in this case they gave me a t-shirt that is too small for me. It's an L and I'm an XL, and I'm not saying out loud that I'm an XL to get you guys to bring me shirts. I've got plenty of shirts, but thank you all the same. And this shirt says, what does it say on it? 100% animal lover. So I guess whatever I was at was some sort of benefit for animals. And then it says, celebrating 100 years of Burbank, which I don't know what that means. It's a combination animal lover, Burbank lover shirt. And it's a large, so whatever size the winner is, you're going to just have to deal with it. Someone brought and signed, even though they had nothing to do with it, a DVD of the television movie The Day After. So explanations to come on that. And then also you've got my CD, Doug Benson, Professional Humoridian. We've got the good folks at Weezer keep sending me cool stuff to give away. In this particular case, it's a CD of Weezer live in Tokyo, Japan. And we've also got... someone brought Borderlands, the Xbox 360. It's the Game of the Year edition. So that's good, right? And yeah, it's a pretty good bag this week. This is pretty cool. More will be explained about this, but this is a prop from a movie that's a pretty popular movie. And then we've got on DVD and Blu-ray copies of a new motion picture that I believe comes out on March 6th on video on demand, but we'll talk about our guest when he gets out here, the man behind a project called High Road. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. We got four fabulous guests tonight. Please welcome Matt Walsh, Michael Bacall, Brody Stevens, and Joe Wagner. Have a seat wherever you like, fellas.
Two, check, check,
you have a microphone?
Two.
Oh, you got a microphone? There you go.
Chicky check, 1E2, chicky check.
That's Matt Walsh, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Do you play for the audio audience, or do you play for these people?
I play for the listeners, but every once in a while, the people that stood in line outside on Franklin for an hour or so, they get a little special treat.
Well, Jim?
Yeah, like T.J. Miller juggled one time. That was fun.
Oh,
that was
good.
Just for the live audience.
Oh, okay.
That
I don't have any
so
tricks
much.
Like I can balance
like the listeners aren't going to get to enjoy your hat in all of its maroon splendor.
Now the listeners will.
Kind of, yeah, I kind of explained it, but you got to see it. You got to really see it to enjoy it.
It was a gift from my brother. It was a gift from my brother.
All right. So you directed High Road.
Yeah.
Not and should not be associated in any way with the G4 special that I did called The High Road with Doug Benson. This is a completely separate project.
Yes, completely
project.
Separate thing.
Totally separate thing. Just, you know, great minds, that sort of deal.
I think it's from the phrase, you take the high road and I'll take the low road.
I totally think it's from that we both thought of that. I didn't think of it just like, you know, what kind of road am I driving on when I drive? Pretty much a high road. Might be an expression, but I think it's just something I just made up.
Well, there's also the connotation that to take the more moral path is simply the high road. There's
right.
That connotation, too.
Oh, of course. Yeah, and that's what makes it fun. You're subverting connotations. And you're in the film as well, right?
No.
You're not in it at all?
I walk through like Alfred Hitchcock.
Fat? With like a joint hanging out of you?
Fat. Basically fat.
You put a pillow in your stomach and walk through? Well, it's got an amazing cast. Rob Riggle's in it, Horatio Sands, Zach Woods, and Ed Helms from The Office. Yeah, so when Abby Elliott from SNL.
And this kid is
James
awesome, too.
James Pumphrey.
James Pumphrey is amazing.
Yeah, yeah!
Holy shit, we got a Pumphrey hand. Hang on down
he's
there.
He's the best.
Yeah, he's
James
good.
Pumphrey's
and,
the best.
Where were the auditions held?
We only
yeah,
auditioned.
Why isn't Brody Stevens in this?
There wasn't a part for Brody.
It wasn't?
Should he have been one of these people? We can recast it right now digitally. We can just go back in. I'll put Brody's face. Which
I think
character
that's a great idea.
If you had to,
let's knock out Joe Latrullio. Because
right.
I had to see him naked in Wanderlust, and I didn't care for that.
Go ahead, Joe. Fake penis, by the way.
He was wearing a fakie?
He was wearing a fakie. Did you know that?
I didn't. I
he
did
put
know
a
that.
Prosthetic on his real junk.
So your movie comes out... Your movie comes out on the 6th.
March 6th.
March 6th on Video On Demand.
The two biggest formats.
No,
Video
no
On Demand. Demand.
Video On Demand. And where else?
And
in stadiums.
DVD Blu-ray.
Oh, DVD Blu-ray.
DVD Blu-ray.
And you brought a bag full of, you got more copies, right?
I do.
So while I talk to the next guest for a second, do you guys mind if he gives out some copies of the movie?
Yeah! Matt Walsh, everybody, giving
yeah.
out movies.
Another reason to show up in person for this.
Real cool thing to do. Matt Walsh.
People are raising their hands.
Oh my God, he's throwing them.
Wow.
People are jumping for them.
Why not? Do we have a t-shirt cannon? Could we have done it that way? Wow, that was quick. You got it over with fast. I appreciate that. Michael Bacall is here, who... You guys might not recognize him by sight, but amazing film career. He played the kid who freed Willie's best friend in Free Willy. Were you his best friend? Or just
his,
a friend?
I was his evil influence, drug dealing friend who did graffiti on a whale tank.
You were really a drug dealer too?
Fuck yeah.
I gotta go back and watch Free Willy. I had no idea. Come over here, I got some Free Willy shit. I had no idea there was drug dealing in that, and that you were responsible. And then jump forward to most recently, you've been in a couple of Quentin Tarantino movies. You're going to be in his new one, Django Untamed.
Briefly.
As someone who gets shot?
Maybe.
Spoiler. But it's all about slavery, right? So,
yes.
So you must be shot by... A black man is rising up against a white man.
That's possible.
I'm guessing. All right, we don't want to give too much away, but we can say something about you also brought a passport, a prop from Inglorious Bastards.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
That's a really good giveaway.
I stole this. I accidentally walked away with this in Berlin and found it in my pocket. It's a soldier identification passbook. Taken off of a scalped Nazi.
And you, what did you do in that movie?
Scalp Nazis.
You were a military character?
I was a background bastard.
An extra bastard, because there were already bastards that didn't get any lines.
What's the difference between a background artist and a background bastard?
The bastard's like slightly more bastardly.
Yeah, it's a prominent background thing to be one of the bastards. Because there were, how many bastards were there? It's like 13?
I think there were eight.
Eight bastards.
I think eight. That's
yeah.
a good question.
You were one of those eight bastards?
I'm hanging out in there.
With the hair, you had the haircut, and I didn't know you yet, but I got to go back and look at that. Brody Stevens is here, everybody.
Steven. Brody Stevens. Yes.
What great gifts you guys! I gotta run out to my car and get something else.
Well, what did you? What was your thing? Yours was the video game. That's
yeah,
a fantastic gift.
Everyone's
very nice.
Now.
Do you want to sign it though to make it like an official? Tear the wrapping off of it.
Tear the wrapping off
so
it.
So they won't be able to return it.
Okay, I'll sign it.
Like it.
I'll sign that in a little bit.
But tear the wrapping off and sign it. You can do it right
okay,
now.
Joe will help me, my friend.
Yeah,
Joe
will help. That's all the reason that I brought Joe Wagner out here was to drink a beer and to help you open up the DVD case.
I remember you. I remember Michael from Inglorious Bastards. I remember your face. I saw that because I know BJ. Novak was in it. Sam Levine, right? They
mm-hmm.
were in it.
They were bastards as well.
And somebody else that we know, right?
Eli Roth.
Paul Rudd. Yeah, Paul Rust. So
Paul Rust.
I was looking at all those guys.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I do recognize.
Yeah, they were all in there, I guess. And but the other thing that's cool about Michael Bacall is he's like, tied into these two. They're both Todd Phillips productions that are coming out shortly.
One is Todd Phillips. The other one is Neil Moritz and Jonah Hill and Sony.
Oh, okay. So let's start with that one. You wrote the new 21 Jump Street movie that's getting a lot of praise.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited to see it at South by Southwest.
That's going to be crazy.
And I should say, as more explanation of how I know Michael, he co-wrote Scott Pilgrim with Edgar Wright. And yeah, I knew that would get you guys.
I love that movie.
Sweet.
But to me, the most exciting thing to me, because as soon as I saw the poster, I was into it. As soon as I saw the trailer, I was into it. I'm still into it, even though it's a found footage movie. You are behind. You were one of the writers behind Project X that's coming out.
Yes.
This Friday, right?
Yeah.
That looks off to
the day this plops. As soon as I saw the poster that said drug use, violence, language, nudity, excessive partying. I think it actually says that.
It does.
And then it says all involving teens. I took a picture and tweeted that and said, my kind of movie.
That should have been the poster.
Yeah, that should have been the whole poster. But nonetheless, it does look like a super fun movie. And that is a Todd Phillips production. So I tried to put together a Todd Phillips themed show. Because Brody, how many Todd Phillips movies have you been in?
I've been in three now. His last three directorial efforts.
Isn't effort the weirdest word to use when the movie was a success? Like, isn't it weird to say his last effort? Because he succeeded.
Well, it takes effort to do well and, you know, to get up and to direct people and get...
Have a positive energy.
Positive energy or... But Todd, you know, he's not always positive. You know, he does his thing. But I have to bring down my energy sometimes when I was working.
Oh, you have too much energy around Todd?
Well, around for the scene. I had to play a limo driver, I remember, for Due Date with Robert Downey Jr., RDJ.
Oh, tell us more.
And Todd brings me down. You know, he brings me, you know, he'll do Brody, less Brody.
Yeah, less Brody, less Brody.
So I do.
Maybe not in this scene, Brody, that kind of thing.
Well, I was in three scenes in The Hangover, part two. Two lines.
Well, because you look like you belong over there. Where was that one shot?
That was shot in Bangkok.
Do you have any inside scoop on the Hangover 3? Like, where it's going to be shot and if they could work you into it somehow?
We're hoping for that. I've been taking the Stanford Meisner classes over on Lancashire. And that's going well in a 40-minute intensive...
Stanford or Sanford? Which one?
Stanford.
Stanford Meisner.
Yeah, Sanford and Sons Meisner. It's just all they do is teach you how to have a heart attack. I'm coming, Elizabeth! That's what he used to say. Hey, Joe Wagner.
Hey, Doug.
Oh, quickly, Matt Walsh, of course, was in Old School, Todd Phillips. And, yeah, so that's a theme show. It's like a theme show plus Joe Wagner.
Hey.
Who is a longtime friend of mine, filled in quite a bit when we were doing the marijuana logs off-Broadway.
Yes. I see they're being performed soon.
Saw that show.
Again.
They do it every once in a while in different places. They did it in Portugal.
I did it in Chicago a couple years back. It was fun.
Yeah. It's a topic that'll never go away.
Saw The Hangover, and Hangover Part Two.
Yes, Bangkok went there.
You see a lot of movies, Joe. I remember with the two of us went and saw together the one of the Bourne movies.
We did.
Might have been the very first one.
Let's go see
Bourne
the next
on the 4th
one.
Of July. Do you want to?
Let's go see.
Do you want to go see the Bourne movie where Jeremy Renner is like, Jeremy, I don't even remember being Matt Damon at all.
Another guy.
I totally have no memory of being another person.
Yeah,
completely.
Let's go see that one.
All right. I've known you the entire run of Doug Loves Movies, and you've never been on it because, you know, I don't want to bring our dirty laundry out into the public, but you're terrible at returning messages.
That's not true at all. That's not true at all.
All right. I'll text you
that's
tomorrow.
That's a lie. That's
happens.
All I have to say in my defense. Doug is a liar.
Sir? I can't even stay in my chair. I'm a fall down on the floor liar.
Your legs are lying to you.
Oh, what a piece of shit. But let's start with you. That meant me, not him. Any Oscar hits or misses for you?
Oh,
Joe Wagner?
The way the show went?
Yeah. Or who won and lost or anything?
No, I mean, I guess everyone wanted Viola Davis to win.
I did. I agree.
You did, and I then did. And Meryl Streep got it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's like no one's gonna really win against Meryl Streep. It's just never gonna. You know what I mean?
Except for all those times she lost.
Except for 13 other times.
She's been nominated. So the 14 times people did beat her, but on three occasions she went home triumphant.
I failed to mention that I didn't accept any of those victories on those other actresses' parts.
I know, so why should you know about it if you didn't have to accept on their behalf?
As soon as they didn't say your name, in my head I heard Meryl Streep. And then I turn off the television.
She wins every year. Yeah, you turn it off.
Every year
what
she
happens.
Wins for me.
You never know what the best picture is.
I thought it was fine. I didn't think there were any upsets or anything like that.
Is she American, Meryl Streep?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you watch the Oscar program?
I watched half of them.
Which half?
The first half.
Yeah, that's what happens. There's an attrition rate.
Yeah. Well, I had to drive up to... I was leaving La Jolla, San Diego, your former hometown.
Sure.
And I had to go up and...
It will always be my hometown. Listen, you guys, I'm trying to find a new hometown. I want to crawl into somebody's vagina and be birthed somewhere new.
And come out as Jeremy Renner.
Born again!
Wagner.
Why isn't that one? Yeah. Why is it called
born again?
Born anew.
Reborn.
Reborn.
Yeah, why
is it called that? Shit out of that. So in the first half that you saw, anything stand out for you, Brody? I like to talk Oscars since they just happened.
I had the sound off. I was practicing drums.
During the Oscars?
Yeah.
That's a wonderful image. Brody playing drums in the Oscars.
I wanted to see...
That's a nice gown. Positive energy.
I did see J-Lo's nipple. I did notice it.
You saw nipple?
During show?
Areola,
or
not nipple.
Oh, yeah, that's what I saw.
Areola,
that. I saw
sure.
skin
Just such
discoloration.
A hint of it, though.
Yes, I saw that. And I knew people would be tweeting about that. And then I was looking for Zach and Will Ferrell. I knew they were going to do something, but I had to go. Neil Hamburger show. Enjoy it. Yes.
Michael Bacall, you came to the interruption show that I did at the Cine Family where we watched an awards show.
I did.
Say which one, but...
It was enjoyable. It was more enjoyable than the normal experience of watching the Oscars, which is comparable to having your eyes and ears and mouth and butt full of angry, stinging wasps.
I'm so glad we have a promotional angle for next year. Come watch Doug interrupt this award show. It's better than having wasps in your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and butt.
You got it. Every hole.
Matt Walsh, did you get to watch any of it?
I did watch the Oscars. I also have started to follow Twitter during like Super Bowl. It's fun to go on Twitter because you know funny people and you go, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
And it's like a game.
It's
and
fantastic.
Somebody,
you just sit there and read other people's funny thoughts and add your own.
When Angelina's leg came out during the show, somebody instantly created a Twitter handle called Angelina Jolie's leg and then was Twittering the Oscars from Angelina Jolie's legs. Jolie's legs point of view, and I thought that was just so funny.
That's smart, but that's somebody that's alone at a computer.
Who took claim
that
to
comes
that?
Up with
somebody?
That?
I don't. TMZ hasn't picked it up yet. I don't know who did it.
Could be like an Onion guy, or
I don't know.
Yeah, he might remain
know.
Silent, or but also you know that I think that particular character on Twitter, for lack of a better expression, has legs. Like they could keep. Saying everything from the point
of
view
of Angelina Jolie's life. A life of its own.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was another guy that got a Twitter handle and started up an account called Oscar Sound Guy, who was trying to explain why the sound was so shitty throughout a three-hour international televised event.
I think his last tweet was like, great night, everybody, looking for work. That was like the last tweet he put out.
That's pretty funny.
Genius. So, Matt Walsh, have you been to the cinema lately? Have you seen anything we can talk about
briefly?
I just
recently saw on a Virgin Airways the movie The Rum Diaries, and I loved it.
You loved it?
Loved it. That's my kind of story. I like a small story with kind of trippy image and like people getting crazy a lot of times on alcohol and drugs.
Did you like
that?
Did you like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
I did, but it was a little too much visual. I like Bruce Robinson directed the Fear and Loathing, and he did like With Neil and I believe, and so I like that sensibility. It was very witty and really funny.
Wait, you mean he directed the Rum Diaries?
Yes.
I think you said the other thing.
I lost my train.
I could be wrong though.
All right. Let's
have you seen anything lately, Michael?
I saw Possession playing at CineFamily at the Silent Movie Theater. Ow! And it was so evil. It was mind peeling. I highly recommend.
I guess it's playing for a few more days. I don't know if people will hear this in time, but I'm sure it'll be available in some other format. But what's so crazy about it?
It just heightened human interaction. There's generally a chair being thrown or someone screaming at the top of their lungs for no apparent reason in every single scene of the movie. It's amazing.
I'm in.
Highly recommend.
It's called Possession, and it stars Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
Brody, have you been to the cinema lately?
No, not since we last spoke in Vancouver.
That's right. You were just on the show.
Just on. Great time. I've been wanting to catch up on all the Oscar stuff. The artist looks great. I have a Decemberists. I said that last time. The
Descendants.
Descendants. I have the DVD. I said that last time.
It was fun then. It's fun again.
It's fun now.
People are probably listening right now, going, "I can't believe I get to hear that again."
I want to see Project X. I'm really looking forward to seeing that. That looks crazy. I want to get involved with the kids, have a good time.
What do you mean by that?
Just hang out, make sure they're all fine, you know.
Chaperone.
Yeah, I hope they're all safe in the end. Don't give it away, but you know, if there's any deaths, that'd be a bummer. But it could be fun. It's a pretty dark movie, right?
Gets dark.
It gets dark. Starts out in daytime. Is that what you're trying to say?
It's mildly apocalyptic.
Wags. What have you seen? I saw two movies yesterday,
Wanderlust and This Means War.
Really? And how did you feel?
Oh, some people were like, snickered at the fact that I can see two shitty movies in one day. That's not true. Wanderlust was great, and all those people are really cool. I'm fans of theirs. But I thought it was like Wet Hot American Summer to me was still like funnier than Wanderlust.
Yeah,
but This Means War, I want to say this to people, and anybody agree with me right now if you've noticed this. Tom Hardy, you know the actor Tom Hardy? He has really fucked up teeth, doesn't he? Did anyone notice that in that movie? Did anyone see that movie?
You're not a fan of his teeth.
Right, I mean, he's like a good-looking dude, but then like you look at his teeth and it's like
well, that's why it's a mess.
In the new Batman,
Chris Nolan was like, let's cover this mouth. Let's cover this up for the entire movie.
In a way where like he's supposed to be this like super hot dude who's competing with Chris Pine, who by the way has the biggest head I've seen in movies. In a long time, it's like, and plus they've given him a hairstyle that makes his head look even bigger. Like, it's this big balloon
of
a head.
The billboard, right?
Yeah, it's this. So it was like giant head versus a guy who's like his teeth look like a fence that's all fucked up.
Just personal.
Like in poor condition fence.
He was
like,
in the war. He was in Warrior. That guy. Right?
Yeah.
But you'd think Chelsea Handler as Reese Witherspoon's friend and This Means War would go, why not go with a guy whose teeth aren't fucked up, right? Like, why would she stay interested in him? Because the other guy, Chris Pine, has amazing teeth.
Yeah, no, great teeth. Great teeth.
I don't know. I'm just trying to play along.
But I don't know what you'd be more scared by, a giant head or, like, the teeth coming at you.
Teeth could be fixed.
I don't know. Put a bag over their heads, right, ladies? Woo! Chris Pine, put this bag on. I'm going to fuck you.
That's why I hang out with Joey. He's a good guy.
Thanks, Brody. Positive energy.
You got it. Push, push, push.
Push, push, push. Positive push.
Well, I saw Extremely Loud and Incredibly Cloying, and I have to say that it's the funniest movie yet about 9/11. of the three or four that have been made. It's
funnier than
it's
Flight 93. Funnier than Flight 93.
I don't think that's the right number, is it?
Flight 93.
You took a good stab at it. Was it 93?
Yes. Yeah.
United.
Southwest.
Yeah, not Flight.
Okay.
United. I knew you got something wrong.
I had
I knew
the
there was something
right.
to
you
judge.
You corrected me incorrectly, though.
Yes, I incorrectly corrected you.
United 93 was more like dry humor.
Yeah, it was farcical. It was a little farcical.
Oh, no, but I thought Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close was more like slamming doors, and then the buildings go down. Like slamming doors farce, planes hit, and then it goes down.
The only reason I even brought it up is just to say, you know, can I recommend Extremely Close and the other thing? And the answer is... Anyone who sat through it would enjoy that. I wrote no on my hand, like, this morning, not thinking that a day of doing things would make it fade. Right. So as soon as I got out here, I went, oh, my great joke is ruined. And I've been just drawing on my hand while you guys talk. So everyone has been watching me set up this gag that is only for the people here, not for the listeners.
I caught a glimpse. I thought you were getting, like, autistic during the show or something.
Like, I'm tired of how much everybody's talking. I decided to give you a secret signal.
You literally...
I'm going to do that from now on. The next time Jeff Garland's on, I'm going to have no written on my hand.
I want to listen to that show.
And I'm just going
to
be like, Jeff.
Give him
then he'll launch into some long story about the time he met an Indian or something. Do they hold their hand up like that? I don't know. Let's play some games, you guys.
Yes. Positive energy.
We're behind
positive
it, so I
you
hope
got
somebody,
it. Learned
I hope
Brody
somebody, force one of you wins really fast to get this over with. We play a quick round of build a title. Don't cheat and look. We got a title from somebody in the Twitterverse, the Twitter sphere. And we'll start with Brody and go to Joe on this one. Then we'll come around to Matt and then Michael. You know, in order of how aware you are of this show and how the games work, I think. At the Realist Phil, even though realist isn't a word. Maybe he's a realtor. Realist Phil suggested Incredible Mr. Limpet. So, Brody, you have to come up with a movie that ends in some part of the word incredible or begins with some part of the word limpet. Limpet. P-E-T. Limpet. What do you think, Brody?
Could I do The Incredibles?
No, you're out. You were just on the show 2 weeks ago.
You seem you're frustrated, Doug.
No. It's moving it along quickly when that happens. Joe, what do you think?
Incredible.
Begins
the incredible
with pet.
Yes, the incredible ends Mr. Limpet Cemetery.
Yay! You did it. Exactly as I had hoped. So, Matt Walsh, you need something that begins with incredible, or part of the word incredible. Don't have to use the whole word. Just need to.
A movie?
Use the front part, not add, just add an S to it. Or cemetery. Oh. Some guy in the audience either thought of a title or remembered that he needs to bury a loved one. That was something I had to do today.
He got to his to-do list. Everything's crossed out except bury loved one.
Kill loved ones crossed off. Yeah. What am I forgetting? Got my tickets to Bang Bang. Got to UCB early for Douglas' movie.
Oh, my house stinks. What could that be?
That's the other thing on the list. Buy air, fresh air.
All right, Matt, you've had plenty of time to think. Any ideas?
What was Joe's correct answer or execution of the game?
That he added Limpet Secretary. So we've
cemetery.
Got incredible Mr.
Not secretary.
Limpet Secretary.
Cemetery.
Cemetery.
And then if there's a movie that has
pet cemetery.
Cemetery.
Yeah, it's tough. This is a tough one.
I'm going to pass.
All right, you're out.
It's hard, right, Matt?
Michael McCall? You're anything?
No.
All right. I'll give Brody one little clue. You can use the ink part of Incredible. Incredible.
Incredible shrinking woman.
All right, Joe Wagner's our winner.
Wait.
I was.
How does that not work in?
I don't even understand what you said.
The Incredible Shrinking Woman.
We'll hold like a tutorial sometime where I'll go to that class.
You want I would love that. Right.
Thank you, Matt. Good guy.
Do you know, hey, real
I was
quick.
Thinking one way you could go is Food Inc. Credible.
Oh, Food
more
Inc. Inc.
Remember that? Monsters Inc. Ink. Yeah, all the inks.
Well, so, hey, real quick movie trivia.
Well done, Joe Wagner.
I'm on Depakote. Sorry.
Real, Poison Ink. Movie trivia. Incredible Mr. Limpet was an animated film with Don Knotts where he played a fish. And Zach Galifianakis was like, they were considering him for the remake.
Jim Carrey got it.
No. Jim Carrey was attached for years. And then they were thinking about Zach.
But they never did it, right?
They never did it. But he was like at the top of their list to be the new
What else has
fish.
Never happened in cinema? Could you give us some more what didn't happen trivia?
This one guy was going to get something.
Tom Selleck,
and then
Indiana Jones, heard
he didn't
it.
Didn't get it.
Heard it. Ronald Reagan.
Thomas Jane.
Clockwork Orange, heard it.
All right.
Thomas Jane turned down Iron Lady.
I need each of you gentlemen to pick a name tag from the audience of who you'd like to play for in the Leonard Maltin game at this time. Here they come. Here come the name tags. I said it rather suddenly. Jordan, of course, is always here with his baseball. We've got a gentleman with a... Is that a full beer? Oh, that's enticing. Do you have a bottle opener as well? Is there a twist off? And this gentleman has his medical card. Chelsea has her mouse ears.
Oh, her name's Chelsea. She'd hear a lot.
So just get up and go into the audience and pick the name tag that you would like to play for. Just go and take it from them. And if you could be back in less than 30 seconds, I would appreciate it. I'll do my plugs now instead of at the end. Just pick any name tag you want, Joe. Oh, you got one. Okay, then don't ask questions. My plugs are that I'll be at the Ontario Improv with Brandon Walsh on Sunday, March 4th. I'll be on the Adam Carolla Show at the Irvine Improv on March 8th. I'll be at Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis on Thursday, March 29th at 10:30 p.m. And I'll be doing a Doug Loves Movies at Flappers in Burbank on April 5th. All these dates, of course, are in Two Oceans 12. You did it! Matt Walsh is back with a name tag. Who is it? Who are you playing for? It's a kumquat? It's a...
Marlena.
It's a big
she
lemon?
Spelled her, she spelled her own lemon? Name wrong. She spelled her own name wrong.
She tried to spell Marlena. That's all that matters. And don't say what it says on the back, because that's for the end of the show. If you lose, I have to name this person that she's calling a shit at. Did you write it twice and mean to only write the first name? Where is she?
No, the pen wasn't working.
The pen wasn't working. All right, well, we'll get you back up here if you lose. But good luck to you, Marlena. And then, that's weird. It's a frisbee that Michael chose.
It's
but it says,
frisbee.
If lost, please call. And then, do you want me to read your number?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Philip Smith. But this is a very formal and very... It doesn't feel like it was for this purpose. It feels like the guy just didn't ever want to lose this amazing frisbee. So he wrote his name and phone number on it. And then who are you playing for, Brody? Oh, he picked Chelsea and he put the mouse ears on. That's delightful. It's a good look for you. And Joe is playing for someone named Jeff.
Jeff.
Who turned a jar of peanut butter from Jeff to Jeff.
And he did a great job. Good. It says, choosy comedians choose Jeff.
That's good. That's A for effort. That's a good one.
That's a really good one. I'm very excited. All right,
we have the most crafty fans, Doug. Some of your fans are very crafty.
I chose Chelsea because I used to work there when it was just folding chairs. I created the energy there and on several shows. Give me respect.
Positive energy, Brody. Positive energy.
I put on these fucking mouse ears and I got nothing from you guys.
Whoa.
What were you supposed to get?
A little more than what I got.
Wow.
Wow, negative energy.
Come on, positive energy, Brody. Yeah. Come on.
Smile! You look so cute right now.
All right, Joe, you get to go first. You get to pick because you won Build a Title.
What do I do?
You get to pick a category. I will read them to you.
Okay.
Just like on the podcast you claim to have heard. Backstage, he was like, I listen to it all the time.
Big fan, big fan.
Is it bad for a show when people ask you, what do I do, what do I do?
I'm ready to pick.
You know, it comes with the territory because I can't really expect everybody to listen to the show before they come on it. But I also hope that they'll just play along and not slow things down by being stupid. You made your bed, now lie in it. But it's always fun either way.
I'm not going to return your calls.
Happening. Is it you don't like texting? Is that the problem?
I love texting!
What's going on, you guys? Let's figure this out.
I'm so into texting. Give me a category. Give me a category. Category.
I'm just so happy you're here. Here's Johnny. Is movies where someone does an impression of Jack Nicholson for whatever stupid reason. Okay. Or it's Gilbert Gottfried's birthday. So the films of Gilbert Gottfried. He's been in a few.
Okay.
Or it's leap year, leap day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So movies that are called leap year. Play this right, Joe. You know the traps that can occur in this game because you listen all the time.
What was the second one?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, I want that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's challenging.
Positive energy. Positive energy.
PE.
1.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. He calls this movie, and don't guess until I ask you to, in case you really haven't listened ever. You've watched it here a few times.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, you've been in the room. He calls this film clumsy, crude, and immature. He also says it's for fans of the star of the movie only. 1.5 stars from 1990. Gilbert Gottfried is...
I got it!
Hang on. Gilbert Gottfried is in it, and we start the bidding. You can bid all the way... If you think you know it, you can bid zero names or negative names, but let me tell you how many names you could start at if you want to...
Negative names, I know it.
How many negative? How many names do you think you name it from the top of the cast list down?
Oh, shit.
In the right order. In the right order.
In the right order?
Yeah, how many?
No, then I'll go zero names.
Well, you could go one, probably.
I can go one. I could go two. You know what? I'll go three.
You ballsy motherfucker. All right, Brody, you're next. What do you think? Do you want to just ask him to name it, or do you think you can go negative four names?
Joe's pretty confident. He's been on a roll.
This is the chess match. This is the chess match. Brody versus Joe.
Brody.
This
you
is
know
the
what?
Chess match.
I'd like to see him name that movie.
Okay. Negative three names. I think you have a shot here. What's the movie called, Joe?
The name of the movie is Problem Child.
That's incorrect.
That's how you play the game. That's how I learn.
And what are the four names? Don't eat the peanut butter. Tell
Joe,
me
you know
what?
That's disrespectful.
Joe,
that's
all disrespectful. Joe, no.
I wouldn't have done that.
Jeff is going to be so happy to get that back. What were the three names, though? I'm curious.
John Redder.
John Redder, yes. This is like watching a talking horse movie. I hope it doesn't come back to you because you got peanut butter in your mouth. The movie's The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, and you would have had to name Andrew Dice Clay, Wayne Newton, and Priscilla Presley in order, which I don't think you would have been able to do even if you did know it. But you know,
Lauren Holly.
But it was
that.
A fun. Yes, she is.
I bet you Matt's getting you a paper towel.
You get nothing for knowing that.
Matt Walsh is getting.
Also, you know who's not? Zach Galifianakis was never called about this movie.
Yeah.
Little factoid.
Yeah, man. Some people who listen to your dumb show might want to know that.
That's what I tell you. Walsh, I read your instincts.
All right.
Shit about him, so what up?
All right, we'll start with Michael. Michael gets to pick a category. Then we'll go in the direction, and of course Brody has a point, and we'll go in the direction of Brody. We'll go back at Brody. What would you like, Michael? Would you like Just 10H suggested, forget about it. That's movies where someone in the film has Alzheimer's disease. Or the King of Pancakes category, the number one movie 5 years ago to this very day, the number one box office hit 5 years ago on this day. Or in theaters now, that's movies that are in theaters now. Everyone knows it.
What was the second?
The second one was 5 years ago to this very day.
All right, let's do that.
Or forget about it. Okay, 5 years ago, this was the number one movie. It came out in 2007, which I'm hoping is 5 years ago. Two stars from Leonard. He calls this movie, he says, I'm going to just read the last line. It might have been better if it didn't take so long to spell out its premise and get up ahead of steam. From 2007, number one movie 5 years ago, and Leonard lists eight names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Michael Bacall. Project X opens Friday.
Seven. I don't know.
Seven's a good opening bid. We go to Brody Stevens.
Not feeling it.
So he just knocked one off there, Brody. So
I'll say five names.
Five, he says. We go to Joe Wagner, who can challenge Brody or bid lower.
Yeah, I'll go with three.
Whoa, three names. Matt Walsh, what do you think
Let's
of that?
The peanut butter away this time.
I think I know. I think I
bottom
know
to top?
To
you're going
to
tell me the names?
This is going to be bottom to top, and so far you only get three out of
number one movie.
Out of eight names. Number one movie, five.
I'll go two. I'll go two.
Wow.
From the bottom.
Now, Michael, it's over to Michael.
Name it.
He says name it.
This is the chess match, Brody. This is the chess match.
Yeah. Okay, it took a long time to pick up ahead of steam, and it's from 5 years ago to this very day. Two stars from Leonard. And your two names are Brett Cullen.
Oh, my God.
You're such a liar.
And Peter Fonda.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, God bless America. I'm going to say, oh, I wish it was this movie, but it's not.
Oh, you thought it was something else?
Yep. The only Peter Fonda movie I know of recent. I'll say Yuli's Gold.
No. No, he was the top billed person in Yuli's Gold. In this movie, he was seventh billed. And the rest of the names are Matt Long, Donald Logue, Sam Elliott, Wes Bentley, Eva Mendes, and what is it?
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
Oh, wow.
Nicolas Cage and Ghost Rider. Yeah, it took him 5 years to come up with a new crappy Ghost Rider.
Number one?
Number one, 5 years ago to the day in February, a little bit after Valentine's Day when the men grab control again of the shitty movies that the couples were going to go see. Yeah, yeah. That's totally what it is. It's a good time of year to release an action movie because they just had to, the guys just had to see The Fucking Vow or The Notebook or some shit.
Yeah.
So then they get to pick the next one. This Means War was supposed to be like, oh, this is guys and girls could both enjoy this terrible movie.
Project X.
All right.
Ghost Rider 2.
Jump Street.
So yes, Michael's on the board. We got to go. We got to go. Michael's on the board. Brody's on the board. Matt challenged Michael, so we start with Joe, and then we'll come towards Matt.
Okay.
So we start with Joe. You get to pick a category. Would you like a movie with four letters in the title, like SWAT, Paul, or Milk? Or Thar She Blows, it's movies where someone gets a blowjob. Or
Doug, you can stop right there.
Or yeah? You like the blowjob category?
Yeah.
Here we go. Doesn't happen that often, you know, in mainstream cinema.
Yeah.
Oh, and you got one where you get to pick the year. yeah, there's two choices. Would you like 1989 or 2004, a movie where someone gets a blowjob?
I'm feeling the older chick in the audience who just said 1989.
The older chick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably like 22.
Selling Sinatra.
All right, from 1989, Leonard gives it 3.5 stars. He calls this movie insightful. He says it's a multi-character comedy. And he also says about this movie that it was followed by a TV series.
Mm.
Yeah, and there are 12 names. How many names do you get it in? Joey Wax.
And there's a blowjob in the movie, a simulated...
No, I believe an actor and an actress had actual... I don't know. Yeah, it was simulated.
Well, I can get it in 4 names.
3 names.
Whoa!
What year is it?
What is happening? The year is 89.
Name it.
Michael says name it. For the win, if you don't get this.
I know what I'm thinking.
It's insightful. It's multi-character comedy followed by a TV series, and you get 3 names.
1989.
Yeah, your 3 names.
Oh, God, help me.
Are the great Paul Link.
Paul Link, don't know.
Have you heard of a gentleman called Joaquin Phoenix?
1989, Joaquin
Phoenix. And Dennis Dugan. Those are your 3 names.
Oh, my God.
I hope and pray you have no idea.
I don't have an idea.
So we can just shut this thing down. We're 5 minutes over.
Autofocus.
That's a terrific guess, because that, in fact, was a film. And it probably did have some oral sex in it.
Can we guess?
Do you have an idea, Brody? What do you think? Just for fun?
Skin Deep?
No?
I have one.
What do you think, Joe?
Parenthood?
That's correct!
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Parenthood. Mary Steenburgen blows Steve Martin in the car and they have an accident.
Oh, I closed my eyes for that.
I auditioned.
I should know that.
I auditioned for the Parenthood TV show with Ron Howard. He had a baseball cap on.
He did?
For the neurotic kid.
That's weird. I gotta have you back on to talk about Free Willy, but in the meantime, Michael Bacall is our winner tonight, everybody.
Woo!
Yeah. So the Frisbee gets the bag. There you go. Congratulations. Enjoy all that stuff with our compliments.
Michael, you have any passes or Project X that I can get?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Premieres tomorrow night. Maybe.
Can I go to that?
Maybe. Don't.
Maybe.
Don't
I'm
make
kidding.
Any promises
I'm kidding,
on,
Doug.
On the show. Who else were you guys playing for? Where's Jeff? Come over here, Jeff.
Right here?
Did you write a shithead on the back? I don't think so. So come over and just write one down on this piece of paper for me. And also, who's Brody playing for? Oh, you wrote it down. Nice.
Chelsea.
Nice. Thanks, Chelsea.
Out of respect.
It says handler. It says handler on the other
side. And you want to try it? You want to come write the rest of this? Whoever
400 shows I want there.
Because I can only read the one name.
That's fine.
Just the first name?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. You're going to insult a lot of people with that. But we'll give it a shot. We'll see what happens. Oh, that's
so
a good
crazy.
One. All right. So we got that, and that. All right. And Joe Wagner, anything to plug? Anything coming up?
Yes, I'm friends with Brody Stevens.
Brody Stevens.
Watch for him to show up wherever Brody is.
Watch
what
for
you
him.
Got coming up, Brody?
We hang out. I've got a show in the Gower Gulch tonight. I have an 11:15 spot at the Comedy Store. This weekend.
What else is what's going on tomorrow and the next? Give me every day up until when this comes out. Give me every show that is absolutely a waste of time for us to talk about.
No, Doug. I just got shows around town.
But you're telling these people they can come see him.
Yeah, I'm around town.
Tonight,
I'm around.
15. Jordan, you in? All right. But you could go to Brody Is Me Friend.
Brody Is Me Friend on Twitter. I announce shows there. Sometimes I pop up and do secret shows. But that's where you can find me.
You know what I'd never noticed before? You kind of look like the guy who slays the abominable snowman in the Red Nose Reindeer special. What's his name? Cornelius?
Yukon Cornelius.
I'll take that as a compliment.
You should.
It is.
It's just from the nose down. From under the nose down. Yeah, look at that. It's total
black and red.
It's total Yukon Cornelius. Yeah, put your Moveroon hat on him. And now,
so I look like a cartoon character
from
the 70s.
Now go kill a snowman.
Well, it is cold. There was snow yesterday.
Michael Bacall, the Project X movie opens on Friday.
March 2nd. If you want to see something completely morally repugnant on March 2nd, go see The Lorax.
Do that today. Oh,
You want to see morally something
repugnant?
Awesome?
Yeah, yeah. Lorax is like Hollywood liberal movie, and Project X is more like a Republican party with teenagers. And then, speaking of partying teenagers, 21 Jump Street.
March 16th.
March 16th, and premieres at South by Southwest on March 13th.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited to go to that. I'm going to sneak in. And then Matt Walsh's movie, March 6th. It's available on VOD and on Blu-ray and DVD, and it's called High Road.
And I'm on a show on HBO called Veep.
Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah.
Nice.
That comes out April 22nd.
You're always working. I always see you in things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do good work.
HBO loves me.
They do, because you come in swearing, and they're like, that's perfect for us. You come in swearing with your dick out, and they're like, that's what we want.
That was my audition.
That's what we
I
need.
Just made a choice. I just went in there with a choice, and I stuck to it.
All right, thanks, you guys. Thank you, everybody, for coming, and I'll see you next week. And as always, Andrew is a shithead. Yeah, that guy. The Kardashians are a shithead, and Angelina Jolie's leg is a shithead.
Oh, that's good. Now his number doesn't want another cocky. Eyes are cold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room